From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that an audit of the New York State Thruway Authority, announced May 26 by Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, found the state is owed $276.3 million in fees and tolls. Almost half of that money is owed by out-of-state drivers. The audit suggested several ways the state could work to collect the money. Thruway Executive Frank Horst said the authority, and I quote, will continue to utilize all available tools at our disposal to fairly and effectively collect tolls and violation fees from our customers, end quote. Thruway officials are raising tolls by about 5% on the first day of 2024 and an additional 5% on January 2027. Those increases would be even larger for drivers who do not have EasyPass. Politically, collecting tolls from out-of-state drivers will be more popular than increasing tolls for everyone. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Brian Hubert reports in the Daily Freeman that WAMC President and CEO and constant on-air presence Alan Chartok said he is retiring from radio and his newspaper columns. The 81-year-old said it was, and I quote, time for a new group of leaders to take the helm, end quote. Stacy Roseberry, WAMC's Director of Operations and Engineering, was named interim CEO by the Executive Committee of the nonprofit's Board of Trustees. Chartok took over WAMC in 1981 when Albany Medical Center handed over the FM signal. Then Chartok grew WAMC from a single station into a 29-station network over seven northeastern states. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Porcupine Soup rounds up a list of all the Memorial Day parades and events in Greene County this weekend. On May 26, Wyndham VFW Post 1545 held Memorial Day services on the front lawn of the Wyndham Ashland Jewett School. On May 28, American Legion Bunt Brewer Post 165 in Tannersville holds its annual Memorial Day parade, meeting at noon at Botini Fuel on Route 23A and ending at Tannersville Village Hall. Most of the events are on Memorial Day, May 29th. With events in Athens, Cairo, Catskill, Coxsackie, Greensville, Lexington, Prattsville, and Durham. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, and COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice holiday weekend.